14 years into his prison sentence, Michael Morton's son Eric turned 18 years old and wrote to his father that he was changing his last name. Eric had already stopped visiting his father when he turned 12. Upon reading this sad news, Michael Morton fell into a long and deep depression. In utter despair, he cried out to God. Although not necessarily surprised, he was disappointed that for weeks there was no response. And then...
It wasn't... An unusual day. The workout wasn't special. Food wasn't special. Going to work wasn't special. It was just another gray day in prison. And my cell partner was asleep. Turned off the light. I put on my radio headphones. And there's a classical station out of Houston. Something you don't hear very often on the radio is a harp. And I heard a harp. And I stopped and I listened to it. And that's weird. You don't hear that very often. And without any sort of inkling of what was about to happen, all of a sudden, in that dark prison cell, middle of the night, I was bathed in this bright golden light. It was the weirdest, most unusual thing I've ever experienced in my life. No earthly explanation for this at all. I was blind to everything but that. All I could see, I could see this goldenness around me. I was warm. I felt as if I was floating on my bunk. And I was thrilled. I was ecstatic. I was very calm and at peace and felt very, very good. And more than anything else, I felt this limitless compassion aimed right at me. A mother's unconditional love magnified a million times. It was love. It was going to be okay. I knew without a doubt that this was the presence of God.
There were no words.
No, I didn't hear any words. I never heard, "Michael, build a boat." No, I didn't hear any of that. There were no words. It was just this light and this incredible, wonderful, wonderful feeling.
Did you feel changed?
Yeah, but it wasn't instantaneous transformation. It was a slower, more gradual, almost organic change that came about. I had cried out to God. I said, "Hey, I got nothing. Show me something. I mean, are you there? I mean, I got nothing." That all that happened was he answered my question, my plea. And so just a little peek behind the veil of her, and now life makes perfect sense to me.